Day two of the Elders and Youth Conference is wrapping up at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage. The youth keynote address drew a spirited reaction from the audience. 20-year-old Tristan Yado Joven Madros focused on his traditional upbringing in Caltag, hunting, building birch sleds, sewing skins, and speaking Koyukon Athabaskan. Madros says practices like those need to be at the center of young people's formal education.
We should be incorporating our traditions, our oral histories, and dancing into our curriculum. We should be teaching these things to the children in the schools. You have to start somewhere.
At just 19 years old, Madros was chosen to be second chief on the Caltag Village Council and works with several different entities in the interior region, including Tanana Chiefs Conference and the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission. Madros's speech was brief, about 9 minutes long. His message was clear and direct, asking for elders to serve a more direct role as a bridge for young people to move forward, and telling the current generation to take pride in their heritage.
We are here today because of our ancestors. The things that they went through so we could be here are unimaginable, and we have to respect that by respecting the land they walked on. We must continue to move their footprints around. We shouldn't cover them up with oil rigs, mines, and logging companies. It's time that we realize what we leave behind is what our future generations will have to deal with.
The speech got a standing ovation from the crowd. Day two of the conference also heard panels on wellness, hip-hop performances by Indigenous artists, and breakout sessions. Elders and Youth wraps up tomorrow, with the Alaska Federation of Natives beginning Thursday and lasting through Saturday.